I just thought Hull overran us, really. They played too fast for us, and we didn't get control in the defence. And we were struggling to put people down, and they were finding the fronts, playing really quick and leaving our men on the floor. And then Danny Outen was just jumping on the back of that and speeding things up. And we struggled to kind of contain that.
Bright start, 15 minutes either side of half time, 6 tries conceded. And then a bright finish.
Yeah, it still stemmed from early as well. We was losing the ruck speed all the time, and then all of a sudden you start losing men out of your defensive line because they're being left on the floor. So all your edges are having to come and fly and jam in to try and close things down. And then that's when Hull skill executed really well on the edges, to be fair. But it was more of our own doing.
9 new players though on debut. There were times they didn't look a lot of cohesion there.
Yeah, obviously it takes time for teams to gel, and over the pre-season we've spent a lot of time working on that together, and they are a team there. They're better than what they've just shown there for the first half. Second half they started showing little bits more, because obviously we started getting our fair share of the ball then as well. But we need to be all together on the same page when we're defending.
Well, you've had a tough start at Hull. Some will say, you know, same old start to the season in some respects. You've got St Helens on Thursday night. What are you going to be able to change for Thursday?
Yeah, well, we knew it was going to be a tough start for us anyway coming into this season here, but we was fairly confident, like I say, of accepting that challenge as well, coming forward to Saints there. But it'll be about the way we approach it, the way we respond from this game, and see what we've learned from here.
Any new players will you bring in? Have you got anybody more available, or will you stick with the same squad?
We've got a couple of options that we can kind of look at. There's a couple of people who are coming back from injury, some guys who will have a run out against North Wales as well, so there'll be options that we can have a little look at there as well. But like I say, one game doesn't mean all these guys are bad players. They've probably had a poor 40 minutes in that first half, where we kind of let ourselves down a little bit, but then second half they've come back and they've shown little bits of what they can do. It's making sure that we're doing that straight from the off, because I don't think you can afford to give teams a 40 minute start on you.
And what about St Helens at Salford? Hope for a big crowd?
Yeah, it's like I say, it'd be our first home game as well. Saints are coming down there as well. They're a really, really good team. So again, it's another challenge for us as well. We'll just concentrate on ourselves and see what that brings on Thursday.
It's a long season into the year.
Yeah.
And as far as Salford are concerned, what targets have you set yourself?
Yeah, we spoke internally, and we'll keep them internally as well, of where we want to go to and what we want to achieve. Like I say, we're a tight group, and we have high expectations of ourselves as a team and as individuals as well. But as what they are, we'll keep them in house at the moment as well. But the boys do have high expectations of themselves, and I know they won't be happy with the first half today.
I suppose the message is stick with us.
Yeah, well, it's like I say, it's the first game of the season. Like you say, it is a long season as well, and it's not where you start, it's where you finish it. So, yeah, things will improve and we'll get better as well.